This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Tang, an attorney letter to Norman Reed, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Reed, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Gloria Ellis, please note the following medical letter, period. Gloria is G-L-O-R-I-A, Ellis, E-L-L-I-S. On today's date, January 16th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 62-year-old female, height 5'9", weight 195 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an elevator accident on or about April 6, 2021, period. She was entering from the fourth floor in the door, and the elevator malfunction, period. It dropped several times, period. When it was jerking and dropping, she reached for the call button and continued to jerk, and she eventually got to the first floor, period. She had immediate pain in her neck, comma, right shoulder, comma, and right hip, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still experiencing pain in her neck, comma, right shoulder, and right hip, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right arm to above the elbow, period. New paragraph. Her right shoulder pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. It is a throbbing and burning type pain, period. The pain radiates down the arm, period. New paragraph. Her right hip pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent pain, period. It occurs approximately 4 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 0 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was approximately 1 week after the injury. She saw Dr. Pinkerton, P-I-N-K-E-R-T-O-N, a chiropractic physician. She had x-rays as well as ongoing physical therapy several times, period. She was seen by Goodman Campbell, who ordered MRIs, period. She had a nerve block, but that failed to control her pain, period. She had physical therapy over several months at ATI, period. She saw her family doctor, Dr. Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, several times and was referred to physical therapy, period, for physical therapy. She saw Jamie, J-A-M-E-Y, maybe M-A-B-E, initially at Riverview. However, the physical therapist retired, and she continued to see him several months after, up to including the present day period. She did have an injection as well as several physical therapy treatments and medication, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with golf, comma, bowling, comma, walking over 1 mile, comma, workouts, comma, sex, comma, sitting over 45 minutes, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, driving in a car greater than an hour, comma, sleep, comma, and lifting over 5 pounds, period. New paragraph. Medications include thyroid medicine, two medicines for hypertension, hormones, and over-the-counter pain and anti-inflammatory medicine, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, exercises, hot and cold modalities, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension and hypothyroidism, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for hysterectomy and foot surgery, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her neck in the past, period. The patient never injured her right shoulder in the past, period. The patient never injured her right hip in the past, period. The patient had a fall injury approximately 30 years ago without any major treatment or injury, period. She really can't remember the body part that was injured 30 years ago, period. The patient was never in a major automobile accident, only minor accidents that did not require treatment, period. The patient has not had a prior work injury until this one, period. The patient fractured her left leg and was placed in a cast, and it healed without permanency, approximately age 10 due to a fall, period. She also fell on her right hand in middle school, requiring splinting of her fingers without permanency, period. New paragraph. Occupation, the patient works for an insurance company in HR full-time, period. She did miss a couple days of work as a result of this injury, period. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on pertinent studies, period. Records from Northwest Radiology, April 8th, 2022, MRI of the shoulder. Impression 1, calcific tendonitis. 2, tiny tear of the superior labrum at the biceps insertion. 3, mild osteoarthritis. 4, tiny effusions in the glenohumeral joint and subacromial subdeltoid bursa, period. Ortho Indy Northwest, April 12, 2022, seen for follow-up of the right shoulder pain, period. She is hesitant to move her shoulder due to pain, period. MRI of the shoulder showed evidence of calcific tendonitis and a labral tear, period. I do have concern she is developing a frozen shoulder, period. I have recommended that she be seen by physiatry for better pain management, period. Assessment 1, adhesive capsulitis of the right shoulder. 2, right shoulder pain. 3, calcific tendonitis of the right shoulder, period. Records from Ortho Indy Northwest, July 1st, 2022. Follow-up of a right shoulder pain continues to go to physical therapy. Assessment is right shoulder pain, period. Records from Goodman Campbell, brain and spine, March 1st, 2022. Procedure performed. Therapeutic epidural steroid injection at C6/7 under fluoroscopic guidance. Another record from Goodman Campbell, March 30th, 2022, continues to struggle with neck pain and right shoulder pain, along with low back pain that radiates to the right hip, period. MRI of the cervical spine was done December 3rd, 2021, which showed multilevel cervical spondylosis and facet arthrosis, period. Foraminal stenosis on the right, C4-5, period. MRI of the lumbar spine was done December 22nd, 2021, which showed multilevel degeneration and facet arthrosis, period. She has more left-sided narrowing at L5-S1, period. There is a disc bulge at this level, period. Assessment was cervical radicular pain and recommended a right C5 selective nerve block, period. Records from ATI Physical Therapy, discharge summary, July 14th, 2022. Initial evaluation date was February 23rd, 2022, relating she was in an elevator accident where the elevator at work dropped down, period. Reports pain radiates from the neck to the right shoulder, period. She is getting an injection in her spine this coming Tuesday, period. Discharge date, July 14th, 2022. States recent increase in nocturnal pain continues to wake her up, period. Not being able to perform natural fluent neck motions, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after review of all the medical records and performing an IME, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the elevator accident of April 6, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. On examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal flex gait, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Pupils equally reactive to light and accommodation, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm present with diminished range of motion, comma, heat, comma, tenderness, comma, and diminished strength, period. Specifically, loss of motion in the cervical area was flexion, diminished by 14 degrees, comma, extension 10 degrees, comma, side bending on the left 22 degrees, comma, 24 degrees on the right, comma, rotation diminished by 18 degrees on the left and 22 degrees on the right, period. There was loss of normal cervical lordotic curve, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the left shoulder was normal, period. Examination of the right shoulder revealed palpable heat, comma, tenderness, comma, and diminished strength, period. There was crepitance on range of motion, period. There was diminished range of motion, period. Flexion was diminished by 34 degrees, comma, extension by 4 degrees, comma. Abduction, ABD, abduction diminished by 36 degrees, comma. And adduction, ADD, adduction diminished by 14 degrees, period. Internal rotation was diminished by 40 degrees, comma, and external rotation diminished by 12 degrees, period. Examination of the left hip was normal, period. Examination of the right hip revealed diminished strength and weakness, period. There was moderately diminished range of motion of the right hip, period. There was crepitance of the right hip, period. Right hip flexion was diminished by 24 degrees, period. Extension diminished by 32 degrees, period. Adduction, ADD, adduction of the hip was diminished by 8 degrees, period. Abduction, ABD, abduction was diminished by 14 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished grip strength bilaterally, period. There was a diminished right biceps reflex at 1 over 4, remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4, period. There was diminished sensation of the right palm, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 14 degrees, comma, extension by 8 degrees, comma, side bending by 6 degrees on the left and 4 degrees on the right, period. There was palpable heat and tenderness with diminished strength, period. Examination of the thoracic area was normal, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and C5 radiculopathy. Number two, right shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, adhesive capsulitis, comma, tendonitis, comma, and superior labrum tear, period. Number three, right hip trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number four, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, and L5-S1 disc bulge, period. The above three diagnoses are directly caused by the elevator accident of April 6, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA, please note the following four impairment ratings, period. In reference to the cervical region, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the right shoulder, utilizing Table 15-5, the patient qualifies for an 11% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 7% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 15-11, period. In reference to the right hip, utilizing Table 16-4, the patient qualifies for a 7% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 16-10, period. In reference to the lumbar spine, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine the four whole body impairments, the patient has a 16% whole body impairment as a result of the elevator accident of April 6, 2021, period. By permanent impairment, I am inferring that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in all four areas for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical, right shoulder, right hip, and lumbar regions as she ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. She was advised that she will need more chiropractic and physical therapy by her prior physicians. She is presently getting physical therapy. I certainly agree with this. An estimated cost would be $3,500, period. Continuing medication would be $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Injection should be considered in the cervical, right shoulder, and right hip region at a cost of $3,200, period. A back brace would cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. There is a possibility that she may require surgery to repair the right superior labral tear, period. Should this be required, the expense would be $125,000. It would be all-inclusive of hospital, comma, surgeon, comma, medication, comma, anesthesia, comma, and post-op physical therapy, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.